On the present development plan that we're working out of the 2018-2024 one, there's what they call a weaker rural area where the population had declined in the 2016 census, and it was a lot easier to get building on that area compared to what was known as a stronger rural area, and the county then went urban generated, which was harder to get building on again. But now the weaker rural area on the map that out today was done away with, and that's amalgamated with a stronger rural area, and it's all known as a stronger rural area. So therefore, it's going to be harder for people to get planning on it. And I wasn't happy with it, and I wasn't going to agree with it. I made that clear today. I went a bit of, I suppose, to and fro before lunch today on it. But look, we eventually come to an agreement on it, and the council has agreed to put what was known as a stronger rural area all into a weaker rural area now. And that should make it easier for local people to be able to get planning in the county. But look, it has to go yet in front of the regulator, it has to go in front of the minister, and there's no guarantee that it's going to stay there. But I'm glad with the outcome of the meeting today, and I'm glad the way that we finished the meeting, and that the executive was in the right place for us, and that they did work with us to try and get the best outcome that we thought that we could get possible out of it.
And it would be hoped that it will remain seen as a weaker rural area, because there is massive housing pressures in the county.
Well, the more rural areas of our county, look, you see where there's families looking to move back now since COVID, because they're able to work from home and online meetings and all that, and people is looking to move out of the larger towns and the cities, and you know, I think it's only right that we would have a place for them, and we would be looking to move. As well as that, we see where there's football teams amalgamating, some underage teams and all that, and if it kept going the way it was going, it was going to become more of that. And I believe that what we're putting forward, what was there today, was only going to accelerate that and accelerate the demise of the rural area. But I think after the outcome from today, I think maybe the opposite could happen. But as you say, it has to go in front of the regulator yet, it has to go in front of the minister, and there's no guarantee it's going to stick, but we'll do what we can, and I'll do what I can to ensure that we get the best outcome for the people of Donegal, especially the people who are looking to build in Donegal.